lovely wind gust yesterday. 82K here in Regina. I did not lose any shingles. My recycling bin, garbage bin, all remained intact. But, man, it did shake the house a few times yesterday. It was quite a windy one across the southern half of the province, but it shouldn't be quite so bad for today. It's going to be a lovely weekend here. Nothing but sunshine and temperatures climbing into the 20s eventually here. But this morning I come to you live from the Hospitals Regina Foundation Grand Prize Show Home in the Creeks, a $1.7 million home, their most valuable home yet. It's built again by Ripplinger. It's in the Creeks. We're on Fieldstone Way. If you follow the signs, 4158 Fieldstone Way. And we're going to be opening up the front door here shortly and selling tickets in person this morning. And you can tour the home early before you go to work or drop the kids off at school. Get your ticket because tonight is the first major prize deadline. If you haven't already bought a ticket, you still have plenty of time. And guess what? You're buying a ticket knowing that not a single prize has been awarded. Because it always feels like, oh, man, I wanted to buy a ticket. Oh, they already gave one prize away. And then you feel like you've left something on the table. Don't. Today's the day, the VIP prize deadline. This is what you could win if you buy before midnight. Sand or safari or $25,000 cash. Unwind in paradise if you choose on sandy beaches or the African plains. Turks and Caicos, that's one opportunity. Kick back in your penthouse suite with a private butler and explore all the restaurants and island activities. And if you're feeling a little more adventurous, well, then you can opt for the 7-day African safari for two, where you're going to spend your nights relaxing in scenic safari lodges. All the wildlife up close. Or you just take $25,000 cash. Which would you pick? You don't have to decide now, but it's nice to have three options on the table if you do win. But you don't win at all if you don't buy a ticket first. HRFHomeLottery.com. Tickets start at $100. You can buy as many as you like, of course. The 50-50 add-on, always a good move with that being well over $1 million almost every time we do this lottery now, and the winner taking half of that. So great cause, great time. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to spending my day here and hopefully meeting you in person at 4158 Fieldstone Way. And I'm going to ask Michaela Ripplinger from Ripplinger Homes next hour to take us on a bit of tour of the home here so you get an idea of what you could win. $1.7 million grand prize that comes with $50,000 cash. So lots going on this weekend, of course. One of the biggies, the Queen City Marathon on Sunday. There will be some road restrictions that day. I know a lot of people that are gearing up for that who've been training for months, maybe weeks. I don't know. It depends what kind of physical shape you're in, but that's going to be fun this weekend. Our Regina Rams home opener is tonight. The Rams welcoming the Golden Bears over at Libel Field, and the Regina Thunder tomorrow. They're undefeated. They're playing their nemesis, the Hilltops from Saskatoon. They're 2-1, so it's kind of like a battle of first place in the Prairie Football Conference. That's tomorrow night at Mosaic at 7 o'clock. And our Regina Pats are in preseason action. Haven't seen the starting lineup yet to see whether or not Maddox Schultz and Liam Pugh will be on the same line as they were when they started in Swift Current the other night. But Wheat Kings are in town over at the Brand Center if you're interested in checking that game out too. And the Riders trying to knock off the Bombers in Winnipeg in front of a sold-out crowd. It's going to be difficult, right? Saskatchewan has had difficulty winning there in recent years. They haven't won, in fact, since 2018. Going 0-9 in that stretch. And it is going to be loud, really loud, just as it was here in Regina last weekend. So we'll tee that up with Belton Johnson, a Grey Cup champ. Green Zone analyst is going to be popping up in just a couple minutes from now. Kickoff tomorrow, by the way. Take note, it's 2 in the afternoon, which means our Green Zone pregame show will start at noon. And tonight in the CFL, you've got BC in Ottawa. Nathan Rourke seems to really have found his game again, eh? He's fun to watch. Canadian, BC in Ottawa tonight to start the CFL weekend. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Hey. Bring them out, bring them out. Yeah. Oh, my man Belton Johnson, a Grey Cup champ. Green Zone analyst is coming out here in a moment. I know he will be wanting to talk about the CFL, the Banjo Bowl, and, of course, the NFL opening night last night, a game that was delayed about an hour because of lightning. And Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter ejected 6 seconds into the game for spitting?
Here he goes. He walks there in front of Dak Prescott. Did he spit on him? I think he did. And the official was right there. No idea, obviously, what was said, but Jalen Carter out of this game before a snap.
Ultimately, the Cowboys lost 24-20 to Philly, but Prescott, he seemed to be throwing great last night. I just didn't see those receivers helping him out by no means. What'd you think, Belton, of the game last night? First, the spitting. Have you seen that before? Before even a play?
I've never seen that before, and for Carter to do that, that was just dumb. And he's one of their key players up on the D front there for the Eagles, so he didn't even get to play.
It was wild. Dak Prescott, Cowboys fans must be thrilled to see his arm look pretty good. He just those receivers, there's about two, maybe three good opportunities where they could have caught up, just didn't go their way, did it?
It didn't, and, you know, let's call a spade a spade. CeeDee Lamb, he's got to be better, man. The ball hit him square in the hands a couple times there, especially on the last throw of the game. Yes, it was a hard, you know, catch or anything, but the ball hit his hands right there, Greg. I was like, what? Like, you got to catch those, man.
No kidding. It was a little frustrating for Cowboys fans, but let's move to the big game here, of course, the Banjo Bowl. And I got to ask you, what are some of the key factors first you need to see happen if the Riders are going to emerge victorious tomorrow, Belton?
Well, if the Riders are going to win, I think they're going to have a bit better passing game. And, you know, thinking about last week, I think, you know, some of those throws and everything were off track for Trevor, the way the Bombers D rolled their coverages and everything. So I think they're going to get that on track. And long as that D-line and the Riders' O-line keep dominating, they're going to get an easy win here, I think, Grant.
Well, after, what, maybe five carries last game, I suspect Brady Oliveira is going to be more engaged, don't you, for the Bombers?
The Bombers would, you know, I don't know why they didn't get him going at all last week. It felt like they went away from him and chose to go the passing route and everything. But I'm willing to bet the Bombers, they're going to try to establish their dominance by getting Brady Oliveira going earlier. But, again, I think the Rider D-line, you know, that front seven, you know, if they keep playing the way they played pretty much all season, they're going to stop that run, Greg.
Belton Johnson, the Grey Cup champ, is in the house. Crowd noise. It's sold out in Winnipeg. We know that the noise is going to be a factor in that. But as a former player, Belton, I know, you know, we fans can understand, oh, it's really hard to hear the calls play. But what is it like when you're on the field and it's so deafening like that? What does that do to the entire team?
Well, for the O-line, I'm going to tell you, the thing it does is you just really got to hone in and everything, right? And you find yourselves getting tighter and tighter, trying to listen and hear the play call. And you know, all the chaos that goes on, yes, you hear every bit of it from the fans. But, you know, as a player, the one thing that'll shut a fan up is if you go out, you make plays and score. And if you can get that crowd quiet, you're the ones looking up there laughing at the fans like, we shut you guys up.
Spoken from experience. Belton, I think our defense is just too strong. We're going to win tomorrow. I got them winning 35-27. You?
I got the Riders winning, Greg, 34-20.
34-20. All right, man. Well, you are in for a football feast this weekend, aren't you? NFL's back. You feeling good with all the football?
Oh, you know, NFL is back. College is on. We got the three games this weekend at CFL, you know, the triple header here. So I'm in heaven right now, man.
I just got a message from your wife. Your family misses you. Belton, have a great weekend.
Have a good one, Greg.
There he is, Keith Urban. His High and Alive Oral Tour is coming to Regina a week from Saturday, September 13th. And was looking on Ticketmaster. There are a handful of blue dots, not many, a lot of single seats, and a few verified resale tickets. It's going to be sold out, no problem, by next Saturday. Guess what? I brought with me a few free tickets to Keith Urban. I'm here this morning at the Hospitals of Regina Foundation Home Lottery Show Home, 4158 Fieldstone Way. Keep it here. There will be an opportunity to score some Keith Urban tickets if you make a purchase today, too, at hrfhomelottery.com. But I'll reveal those details a little later in the morning. But, yeah, looking forward myself to going to Keith Urban a week from Saturday. This show home here is just stunning. You can join me. As a matter of fact, this morning, all day long, we're going to be here, over 4,400 square feet, 4158 Fieldstone Way. And it's not far from last home, 4158 Fieldstone Way. Just put that in your Google Maps. Michaela Ripplinger from Ripplinger Homes is here with me. Michaela, how does this home differ from previous offerings in your mind?
Yeah, well, it's definitely a lot larger. We've got a lot more space. An exciting feature is the theater room downstairs. It's awesome.
I instantly came in here and there's a lot of earth tones in here.
Yeah, no, I would definitely say so. I think that this house has a very modern farmhouse aesthetic to it. Even outside, you've got the stone, the wood paneling, the front veranda. It's just very much like, yeah, modern, cozy farmhouse.
All right, so we're upstairs here in this modern family cozy bonus room. And then there's a master bedroom. How many bedrooms upstairs?
There's three bedrooms upstairs.
What's the ensuite like? Everyone wants to know in the master what that's like.
Yeah, the ensuite is incredible. We've got his and hers vanities, a nice big soaker tub, a beautiful custom tiled shower with tile that kind of looks like wallpaper. It's really cool. And then a really nice spacious closet.
Tell me about the main floor.
We have, again, so much space. Walking in through the front door, we have a sunken living room and a office adjacent to. So it's got 10-foot ceilings, which is really nice. Walk up a few steps and you've got that open concept that is just wonderful. Mudroom coming in from the garage, a hidden pantry.
Let's go down to the lower level, the entertainment slash gym slash be it anything you want area.
So we've got a cozy little living area down there, an exercise room. We have a built-in island and a wine room, and then a theater room and another bedroom and a bathroom.
It's gorgeous. Michaela Ripplinger, I thank you for the tour here. It's an awesome home, and you can see it in person today and purchase your ticket because tonight's the VIP deadline, midnight. If you don't buy a ticket before midnight, you leave an opportunity to go sand or safari or $25,000 cash. I'll explain fully, but there are three different options you could win if you buy before midnight. HRFHomeLottery.com. Hey, I want to give a shout-out this morning to high school footballers last night. Some great action. Johnson beat Belfer. O'Neill had a victory over Sheldon. Campbell got Knoll's number. They beat them last night. And Tom slipped by Martin and Luther. And coming up with Kevin Martell here at the bottom of the hour. Yes, indeed. Looks as if Regina Moose Jaw still asking to conserve water. Moose Jaw says it's until further notice. Well, here in Regina, even the mayor yesterday said it could be only another day or two. But yeah, the water supply has been cut short because of a power outage at the Buffalo Pound Water Treatment Plant. And Premier Scott Moe, he's leaving for China tomorrow to help us out and hopefully beat some of those tariffs that are hurting our farming community. And now RCMP are telling us there are still no charges after the so-called Queen of Canada and her followers were arrested in Richmond, Saskatchewan. More on that coming up with Kevin Martin. Well, thankfully, I didn't lose any shingles. I kind of prepared the front backyard yesterday for that 82K win that came along. Man, it shook the house a few times. Hopefully no damage in your area. But today, not quite so windy. And this weekend looks like it's going to get fairly warm, with exceptions to tonight. Maybe a risk of frost. Should be a good weekend. I don't think we're at the point yet where you have to get out to the lake and haul in the dock or take the boat in for good yet, although some people might consider that. I think September, we heard from David Phillips from Environment Canada earlier in the week, and he said, you know what, September's going to be warmer than usual. So I don't think many lake lovers are going to pack it in for a few more weeks yet. Leave it for a couple, for sure. Lots of people whether you're at the lake or hanging out tomorrow. We'll be curious about the Badger Bowl. Just a heads up, it's 2 o'clock tomorrow, which means our Green Zone pregame show will start at noon from Winnipeg. And the Riders trying to knock off those Bombers in front of a sold-out crowd. Man, that place is going to be rocking. And we've had difficulty the last few years trying to win with that noise. They haven't won there since 2018. We've gone 0-9 in that stretch. And a big part of it, as I said, is the crowd noise, as quarterback Trevor Harris says.
Hornet's nest, man. It's what we're kind of walking into. We know that. And we feel like we can bring what we need to do to extinguish it. And it's going to be no easy task, though.
Harris said they've been busy preparing during practice for the noise.
You just want to make sure that you're ready, because if not, that could be something that could really affect the game if you start getting behind the chains because you're delay a game or offsides. So we even started prepping for it a little bit last week. We did a couple periods where we were, you know, working our silent cadence just because we hadn't had to do too much of it this year yet.
Again, kickoff tomorrow, 2 o'clock, and pregame show starts at noon here on 980 CJME. Have you purchased a Lego set for yourself, mom, dad, lately? The Lego has gone crazy with adult Lego over the last number of years, and I'm guilty as charged. I enjoy Lego. Back when I was a kid, I didn't mind doing puzzles with my grandparents. Now, I actually enjoy Lego more than ever a puzzle, but Lego just announced their most expensive set ever. It's a Star Wars set. There are more than 9,000 pieces, and the price, get a load of this, $1,000 U.S., and it's of the Death Star from Star Wars. They call it the Ultimate Collector Series. It includes three different versions of Luke Skywalker, a couple of Han Solo, and if you're going through the trouble of building it, you're going to have to make sure you have enough room to display it. It's something like almost 30 inches tall and at least that wide, too. It comes out October 4th, but you can get an early access to it at lego.ca right now, too. So if you're into Lego, that's new. And speaking of expensive Star Wars, by the way, look at this. Darth Vader's lightsaber from both The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi sold last night at an auction for $3.6 million. That's the most a Star Wars item has ever been auctioned off for. Who buys a Darth Vader lightsaber for $3.6 million? Wow. A mom from New Zealand, speaking of Lego a moment ago here, this is kind of funny. She broke the world record for fastest 100-meter sprint over Legos. She did it in just under 25 seconds. Now, her name is Gabrielle Wall. I'm going to let you hear from her in just a second. But if you watch the video, it's her running, and it's an official track meet oval. They just covered one lane in piles of Lego for 100 meters, and she ran through it.
I actually had a health scare a couple of years ago, so reevaluated my bucket list as a result. One of the things that ended up on the list was to do a Guinness World Records attempt. Nice conditions on the track today, sunny with a good chance of injury. It looks a lot longer than it did in the training, I have to say. Probably about halfway, it switched from being like, wow, I'm actually doing this, to boy, that looks like a long, long way away. Oh, like a dream. It's like running on clouds.
Yeah, she ripped out 100 meters over a pile of Legos in less than 25 seconds for a world record. I did not know there was such a record to set, but you step on one Lego and you know what it feels like. Imagine running across hundreds and hundreds of them, but she got her done. Coming up after the 6:30 newscast here with Kevin Martell, I've got my buddy Rick Van Dyvendyke stopping by from the host of Garden Talk. Hey, frost tonight, potential, you know, he's got a to-do list for you this weekend on a number of things. We'll go through that. And also, of course, remember, too, this morning we're broadcasting here in the Creeks. It is the Hospitals Regina Foundation Home Lottery VIP deadline tonight. A chance to win sand or safari or $25,000 cash. Three different options I'll go through for you in the next half hour. But buy a ticket now, hrfhomelottery.com, or you can call 1-800-667-7760.